The Flame is on its way with the other three. The UK Flame is on its way.
And the rest of England and the UK. This is quite simply our moment. Before the Flame arrives, I'd like to introduce you to some people who've done some great work. They're all members from John Cabot Academy, Central Lancaster High School, Disability Multi Sports Club, Calibre, Horizons, Chilterns MS Centre, Vaughan Activity Centre, Bucks Vision, Lloyd's Banking Group, BT Staff and Families, Stoke Mandeville Hospital, Disability Sports Clubs, local sport clubs and Young Deaf Activity Group. We've all worked very hard to create spectacular lanterns that will light the way onto the stage for our national flames. So you can see them on my left and right hand side. Stoke Mandeville, I have one question and one question only right now. Are you ready for the national flames? Yeah. My right hand side, I'll ask you the question. Are you ready for the national flames? My left hand side, are you ready for the national flames? As you know, earlier this evening, our flames have been created in each of the four nations of the United Kingdom.
We are now all standing, waiting for the flame.
Four processions, each a different colour to signify the lanterns made in each nation. When they come together, they reflect the colours of the Paralympic torch relay logo. It will be a fantastic sight as it makes its way around the stadium right now. It's going to be absolutely beautiful. Each of the processions are led by one of our instructors. Are you ready for the national flames to arrive? If you've got some flags, wave them loud and proud. Put them up in the air. This is your moment to shine, ladies and gentlemen. And shortly, the flames will be making their way through the audience, up on my left-hand side, up the ramp, up here. And then all four flames will move over to our Paralympic cauldron, where one Paralympic flame will be created. Now, on my left-hand side and my right-hand side, shortly, the penultimate torchbearers will start their journey back to the back of the stadium. They'll hand over to our final torchbearers, and then they will make their way down amongst you all onto this stage. When they arrive, make sure that you raise your voices as loud as you can, because as I've said, everybody in Europe, South America, Asia is watching one place and one place alone right now, and that place